Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Still here.
Absolutely. And that was good. I'm so glad Mike had the opportunity to come on, because actually I was doing a program at the Jolly Fisherman about 2 or 3 months ago. And Mike happened to be in the audience.
Oh.
And it was a program for seniors. Totally unrelated to what he was talking about, but I actually brought Mike up at the end of the program to go over the plans briefly, because he has such a knowledge.
Yes.
That, and people need to know it, or at least realize they can call him. And it had nothing to do with our program, but yeah, it was beneficial to everybody in the audience.
Yeah, whoever, NFG?
Yeah.
What?
It's such a confusing, you know, whether it's the drug plans or these plans,
oh,
when the time comes to pick and choose, it's pathetic. Nevertheless, now we have Dr. Susan Lindner, who is a licensed clinical psychologist, and we met a couple of weeks ago, and a life coach. And actually, the most important thing I'm finding today is, from a life coach perspective, and you read a lot about them, and I could be 100% wrong what I'm saying, you can correct me, a lot of times people need that little push that I think what a life coach is. I look at a life coach as the person who's going to have your back a little bit and say, you can do it. You know, I don't want to go to this party, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to do that. And it's like, you got to get up. You got to get dressed. You got to get out. And, you know, give me a call tomorrow and we'll start the day again. So that's how I'm starting the program.
It's really a great way to look at what is mental health.
Okay.
We can look at mental health if somebody has a problem, or somebody like may not, has an aversion, I should say, to the word mental health.
Right, okay.
And there are some people that really, there still are some stigmas about what is mental health, and or should I get help for my mental health issues? So sometimes when we say, let's compartmentalize what is mental health, and let's look at it more as life coaching.
Okay, that makes, right? you got to look at things today versus how they were looked at like 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the poor young boy or girl in school that had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Half the times the family didn't know it, so what happened, and so they were abused.
Yes.
He's the retard, he's the this, he's the that. It's like, my God, I mean, we've come so far. We still haven't come all the way yet.
Yes.
But we really have made great strides in acknowledging that some people have an issue, and some people need a little something, and there's nothing wrong, and giving them the permission to ask for it. That's the thing they're afraid to say. You said they don't want to say, I have a mental issue.
Yes. You brought up some really great point, John, because I'll tell you, first of all, when someone comes in to see me as a patient, I'll say to them, okay, you're here now. You have a issue or a mental health problem now, but it doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. It's just something that needs to be looked at. Let's figure out what's going on, what's working, what's not working.
Okay.
Let's figure out a treatment plan for you, resolve it, and then it'll be my pleasure when you walk out the door and you come in for some tune-ups once in a while if you need some tune-ups.
Perfect.
But, you know, looking at mental health and saying, yes, there are, and I'm not minimizing it, there's a small population that does have chronic and persistent mental health issues. But for the majority of your listeners, including myself and I'm sure all of us here at the table, all of us at one point or another hit some roadblocks along the way. So having a life coach, having a clinical psychologist to address what's going on in the moment and what can be resolved to maybe improve your sense of functioning, your sense of wellness, that's really the goal.
Okay. I'm just wondering, is using mental health, if that's a turnoff for a lot of people.
Yeah, that is a fantastic, fantastic question. What do you think when you ask me the question?
I think that a lot of people are turned off by mental health. They're thinking of problems. They're thinking a shrink.
That's right. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Life coach is friendlier.
It is.
It's not as threatening.
It is. Yes, I would agree with you.
Talking about non-threatening, can you take us through? Mm-hmm. So now a person's going to call Susan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have better, you know, an example or something simple. And so I might tell my mother or my sister, it's like, you should really talk to somebody. This is, you know, there's nothing wrong with you, but you're having a tough time getting over something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that something may be, you would know more.
Mm-hmm.
How does the life coach work for just any individual story? You know, I'm like, are they coming to see you? Is it a phone call? Do they call you at 2 p.m. and say, I'm a bad day? Or is it like you call me at 3:00 every other Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's...
You know, it works in various ways. I have a service,
okay,
you know, in my office. So I'll get, the service will take down all my messages 24/7. And then I'll usually get back to, let's say, a potential patient. And I'll ask them what's going on. And I'll say that probably... maybe 4 out of 10 times, maybe even 6 out of 10 times, the patient is not for me. And
really? Okay.
I will refer somebody that they need either a higher level of care and or they need a different type of care, or they're looking for a certain modality of treatment, and then it's not me. And it's my pleasure.
That's in person, that's a phone call?
That's a phone call.
Wow.
So I'll speak to somebody, I'll say, you know what, I hear what you're saying, I will validate the listener, the caller, and I'll say, I hear what you're saying. But I don't think I'm the right one for you. But let me give you some numbers and some resources and some referrals, because this is maybe where you want to start. But this goes back, actually, John, to where you started.
But like, I just want to say that's tremendous, and I compliment you that you're taking a phone call from basically a stranger, mm-hmm. listening to it,
mm-hmm. yes.
and saying, guess what, it's not for me. You're not getting anything out of it, and go see Dr. X, Y, or Z.
You know, because my philosophy of mental health, life coaching, and really in supporting people in terms of having a more effective and a fulfilling sense of an improved life, or to get over what's bothering them, however you want to define this, is really it's a service, because I really believe that we all work together. So I do this because, yes, it's my profession, but I also absolutely love what I do. So there's no ego involved here. If I can help you, let me help you at least get on the road and see who else may help you. But I appreciate that feedback. It's very nice.
Oh, it's tremendous. Okay.
It's nice to hear it. I do appreciate it. I do.
So now let's go with the people who will be lucky enough to work with you.
Okay. Well, they'll come in, and lots of times somebody will say, you know, my daughter said that I have to come into treatment. Or my husband said that I have to, like, you know, deal with this problem. So I'll always first ask them, do you really want to be here? Do you really want to work with the problem?
Ah, mm-hmm. yes. Or are you here because my husband or my child said you should?
Right. You should be here.
Yeah.
So if they tell me, no, I really don't want to be here, then you know what? I'll let them know. We'll have a really nice discussion, and I can point out to them some things that they may want to think about. After we discuss, we sit down for a good half hour, and I'll say, well, you know, maybe you want to, these are things that you could look at, and these are other areas that may be a problem that maybe we could address with some time and some treatment. And here are the strengths, though. These are the things that are working.
Right, okay.
And then think about it. And, you know, think about our conversation and call me in a couple of weeks or send me a text message. And then if you want to follow up and set up an appointment, then give me a call. But I also tell the patients that come in to see me, if you're not ready, that's okay too, because having made the phone call and just coming in is a huge first step.
Sure.
So give yourself credit where credit is due.
Sure.
Right?
I was just wondering, of every, let's say, 10 people who call,
mm-hmm.
is there a group of average, typical problems that really are properly handled by a life coach?
You know, this is interesting. I have to tell you that I do a lot of marriage counseling, and then across the board, the main thread that runs across, whether it's the geriatric population, and I say geriatric 65 and above, okay? And then we have the adolescents, right, 18 and below, or 21 and below, and then the adults in between there. So, and the truth of the matter is that the threads that run through a lot of these issues, irrespective of the generation, is there's senses of either some depression, sometimes there's some anxiety, worrying too much, things you can't control. Excuse me. Thank you. Salute. Thank you. There's also some people have difficulties with agitation and frustration and how to tolerate that. Then especially, and one would think that, oh, you're 65, you're 70, you've gotten this far, life is a lot easier. The truth of the matter is the most complicated population that I work with are my patients that are 65 and above. They come in with real life issues. And you would think that they are coming in and they've gotten this far and they have their home and their children are raised and that they're able to sit back a little bit. And the truth of the matter is, it's really not happening. And I don't see a lot of that. I see, first of all, there are some of my patients that are over 70, 65 and 70, they come in and their children are living with them again. Because life is tough financially, right? These are the realities. I have a patient yesterday. He's 86. He's been with me for 4 years. He called me. He said, Dr. Lindner, he said, I've never told you this. For 4 years, though, I have been living with sense of guilt and shame for the way I disciplined my son and how I now realize that my son, due to the fact that I was such a difficult disciplinarian, never really supported him, gave him negative feedback, not positive feedback. I see now how that was so detrimental to his overall life, his health, and his wellness.
Wow.
And my 86-year-old patient is consumed with guilt and shame. And this is more common than you think. Hmm. I have a woman whose husband is now in a rehab center, and I see him once a week. And he has ADL, AML, Lou Gehrig's disease. And the wife is cleaning out all his things because we're going to try to transfer them over to San Francisco where they can be with their son, which is a lovely thing.
Okay.
But in the middle of cleaning out all of his things, the wife discovered that he's been having an affair for 36 years.
36. All right. That's why Christina put you on the show.
Okay. So
it's like two marriages.
There you go. So what do you do with that? Right? What do you do with that? Mm-hmm. This is just the beginning. I mean, the stories go on and on.
Now, let me just to go back to that one. That was a couple that was your client or just him?
They are.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I was going to say, now you brought her into it by mistake,
well,
actually.
No, the truth of the matter is because they started in a rehabilitation center. So he was the identified patient.
Okay.
But then the wife becomes part of like family counseling.
Okay. We're going to hold that thought, and it's a good one to hold on to during the break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.